From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Doug Bernard reporting. Zimbabwe's military said Wednesday it has seized power in a targeted assault on criminals surrounding 93-year-old President Robert Mugabe. Major General S.B. Moyo addressed the nation from the seized state broadcasting facility.
To both our people and the world beyond our borders, we wish to make it abundantly clear that this is not a military takeover of government.
He said the military was aiming to pacify a degenerating political situation that could turn violent. Mr. Mugabe has told South African President Jacob Zuma he's fine but confined to home. The military move followed a dispute between the commanding general and the ruling ZANU-PF party. A party statement called that treasonable conduct. John Campbell is senior fellow at the Council on Foreign Relations.
One of the things the Zimbabwean army has always made very clear is that the government of Zimbabwe must be conducted by those that participated in the liberation struggle.
The army action followed the sacking of Vice President Emmerson Mnangagwa, a former liberation fighter. President Donald Trump is back at the White House following a 12-day, five-nation trip through Asia, and he's expressing pride in what was accomplished.
People were taking advantage, countries were taking advantage of the United States, more than just this region, but the world. And those days are over. We're going to be fair, we're going to be reciprocal. As I said in my remarks before, we will be reciprocal, meaning if they're doing it, we're doing it.
Mr. Trump also warned that North Korea remains a major global threat. This is VOA News. Thousands of Iranians spent a third night in the open after Sunday's massive 7.3 magnitude earthquake that rocked both Iran and Iraq, killing more than 500 people and injuring thousands more. Residents in damaged areas have complained of a lack of tents, blankets, water, and food. President Hassan Rouhani toured the city of Kermanshah and promised the government would move swiftly to help the homeless. The quake also caused death and destruction in Iraq's northern Kurdish provinces. The director of Iraq's Darbandakan Dam, speaking here, said the quake caused cracks and described the quake as the largest since the dam was built 55 years ago. He said, however, there was slim chance the dam would collapse. A gunman carrying semi-automatic weapon and two handguns opened fire at multiple locations in the California town of Corning, north of Sacramento, on Tuesday, killing four people before being shot dead by police. Phil Johnston is the assistant sheriff of Tehama County.
Right now, we have no known motive. We know of no real connection to any of the victims. Most of the victims in this case appear to be random selections.
At least 10 other people were wounded, including two children at an elementary school. The largest diamond ever offered at auction went under the hammer in Geneva Tuesday for nearly $34 million. That's a world record of its kind. François Curiel is the Asia-Europe chairman at Christie's.
The Bruno Diamond is an extremely rare D-flawless stone of 163 carats, which is the largest D-flawless diamond we've ever sold at auction.
It was sold to an anonymous phone bidder for well above the asking price of $25 million. Australians voted overwhelmingly in favor of same-sex marriage in a national survey. That paves the way for legislation to make the country the 26th nation to formalize the unions and sparking colorful celebrations on Wednesday. Thousands of people gathered in a central Sydney park, some wearing wedding dresses and sequined suits. People also broke into loud cheers, hugged, and cried as Australia's chief statistician revealed live over a big screen that 61% of voters favored marriage equality, with 38% against. And Kenya's Supreme Court said Wednesday the nation's election commission must provide access of election returns to those challenging the results of President Uhuru Kenyatta's election victory. The court gave petitioners until Thursday to file a report.
That's the latest world news from VOA.